Jersey Shore fans.
We've got baby mama drama!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, Jersey Shore fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, Jersey Shore, the greatest of all the greatest reality shows in the history of television. I'm Kevin Gaywall on the go. Next to me is Margalicious. Margalicious or no?
Margalicious.
Margalicious?
I like it. Yes.
Is it
yes.
Margalicious
yes.
or no?
I don't know. That. Margalicious.
Listen, Margalicious. The fans were not happy with some of our names, so I want to get it right. So, no. Morgan, what is your Guido name?
It is Morgalicious.
Ooh,
you say like it that. Rolls right off the tongue. Nice.
Okay, so let's go.
T-shirt.
Let's go down the table. Your name, Stacey.
I'm Stacey. I guess I'm Staycation, but I kind of want a different name.
Right, what do you want for a name? You know, there is a Guido translator, you guys.
There's an app. I'm going to find it for you guys.
If we have anyone in the chat room, let's run Stacey through the app, the Guido app, if we find it. Okay, no kidding. Now, you're the most controversial
one. I know.
I had the NAACP reach out
Facts.
To me.
A lot of people weren't really happy about my name. But shout out to you guys for noticing that. But I did pick that name. But I think I'm just going to go with my Instagram name, Kiki Boom Boom, for now.
Kiki Boom Boom. You know, if you were in Floribama or Jersey Shore, that's what they would have
yeah,
said
baby.
Anyway.
Yes. Kiki Boom Boom.
Kiki Boom Boom. It is easy to remember. Guys, another amazing episode. I feel like, do you think we took a little break?
Yes.
From right this and maybe next week, mm-hmm. we're going to hit that, you know.
Yeah. We took a breather this week.
I agree. I feel like it had hit such a high, it couldn't keep going high. It had to take a little dip, still entertaining, yes. but I think next week we're going to take a dip.
See, I think we're going to hit another dip next week, yeah. and then it's going to come. I think so. Stace, what do you think?
I thought it was a little slow this week. Mm-hmm, I thought we got more from, like, Ronnie's Instagram this past week than we got from that. I wanted to see more drama.
I like when reality shows do that because, like Morgan said, it was so high. You kind of have to bring us down a little bit to kind of surprise us mm-hmm. because a lot of scripted shows do that and bang, hit us with something big.
And then
big.
You get hit. Yeah, mm. you get hit. Let's start with situation. By the way, we're going to go over Sitch versus Ronnie. We're going to go over Vinny cheating. The girls really seem to be having their own committee and very strong thoughts on Ronnie's situations. And, you know, we're going to talk about whether they're right and wrong about that. Then, of course, Jen and Ronnie. And we end with Mom Jenny going after her most dysfunctional son, Ronnie. And we have inside information, more yes. news and gossip. Fan shout-outs and more. Okay. Situation versus Ronnie, you guys. I said last week, I had cracked the case on Situation. It's not an alien that's taken his body. He's been put under hypnosis like the movie Get Out. So what's that syndrome called?
The sunken place.
He's in the sunken place. There's some dude out there that just desperately wanted to be like a Guido so bad that, you know, he had the money, he spent it, took the Sitch's body. Because to me, Sitch is being... He's on the higher road here. Your thoughts?
He's really normal, and I love that he is... What are his new names? We have the Situation.
The St. Michael or St. Mark.
Incarceration. He's Pope Mike.
The designation.
I love it. But I do think it's weird because we know Mike in the Situation for being kind of problematic, and we're not used to this Mike. So to see Mike being the only functional one, the only one with a great relationship on the show, it's kind of scary.
It's a little awkward.
I'm telling you, he's in the sunken place. How do we get him out?
You have to either take the flash photo
yes.
mm-hmm. or get the teacup. Snooki J-Wow has to do the teacup.
We have to get words in them. Or maybe they want him in the sunken place.
He's been a good mic.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to stay like this the whole... There's got to be one small blow up. He almost hasn't talked that much this season. I feel like there's got to be one little ticking time bomb. I thought it was going to be today. I thought he was going to say something to Ronnie, and we didn't even get that. So.
I wanted him to say something to Jen.
I think it's going to happen.
That was uncalled for.
So let's talk about that. So let's start with Ronnie poking at him. Mm-hmm. Team Sitch, Team Ronnie in terms of this little...
Team Sitch. 100%.
Team Sitch.
Wow, how times have
because
changed.
Because
how it, times
it's
have
like
changed.
Ronnie is going back and he's telling Jen, the girlfriend, all of the drama and mm-hmm. the juice, and you can't do that. And he's taking so many digs at Mike, and Mike has literally been sitting there quiet, and I think Ronnie's doing that because he's like, this is a new guy. He's not going to say anything to me.
And can we have a shout out for Mike serving everyone dessert?
Yes!
Right?
The cutest, and he just loved his funfetti cake.
He's
said it's
guy.
His favorite.
And this was the best part. part of Mike earlier, in earlier seasons, that he did really cook. He took pride in his cooking. Like, this when he was at his best, even in his oxy phase.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, but I do think because he's so nice, when you keep poking that bear,
it's going to explode.
And I think it's going to be on Ronnie.
Wow, he's gained some weight.
Whoa.
Well, you know, I mean, he wears it well.
I think he does wear it really well.
But he's gained weight for sure.
But honestly, you eat, you be happy. He's in a happy place. You do whatever you want.
Listen, he said it. I've given up drinking. I've given up smoking. He's like, so I love eating. Please don't take food away from Big Daddy.
Big Daddy sick.
And I think, you know, that's probably been the replacement, but I've seen it be replaced where someone's gained 100 pounds.
Yeah.
He's gained a little weight. He's fine.
I think he still looks good.
And I think so too. And I think he'll find his balance. I will say, it's 100% to your point. When you are in that place and everyone's drinking around you, smoking around you, and you're being tempted that much and you're resisting, his defense mechanisms are going to be severely reduced. He's totally going to snap. That's very astute from you guys.
Living for it.
And what do we think about Jen taking the dig at him?
I didn't like
Jen,
that. Ronnie's... I feel like he's so nice. He's like that nice person and people just like jab at him. And he's become like, and mm-hmm. Ronnie and Jen are on the opposite spectrum of situation. Like Tope's super unhealthy, just the best.
I think Jen felt uncomfortable. I think she was the new one, and I think it was the easiest thing for her to do. She didn't know what to say. I mean, the whole dinner table was silent, so she took the easy route and was like, I'm going to make a dig. People will laugh at me.
Yeah, but when you're a stranger,
you can't do it. You can't do that.
This is a family. You cannot do that.
Let's back up. It's a family. It's the first outsider to a family dinner in an Italian culture. It's crazy. So, like, you know, and so let's be inside of her for the moment. And know that, haven't you guys ever been nervous and said, by the way, having a famous wife, I will be at functions and I'll be nervous and I'll say the stupidest things.
Like,
yeah, but you know what? Can you see that? So
I can see
100%.
Do we think she brought it up because she was nervous and said something stupid? Or is this the only way she can kind of bond with Ronnie to show her solidarity?
Ronnie has been pillow talking with her and basically talking really bad about Mike.
I agree. And so that's what I'm saying. Is this her moment to be, I got your back?
Yes. Yeah. I'm ride or die, baby.
For
I'm
you.
Here. But I think it made it worse because Ronnie has been digging at Mike the whole time.
Of course it did.
So they all looked at it like, girl, he was just here with French fry.
But she didn't know that.
She doesn't know. So she's trying to bond with her boo.
And also, who are you? This group. We've been around for like what, years? Almost 10 years.
We don't mess with the family.
You guys, what do we know about her past?
I was
you bring that up, Stacey.
Researching about her. She was a stripper before.
So it's like she was home when they went to the strip club.
I know. So they could have said like a dig there in that.
But they chose. Do they know? I mean, I feel like this cast probably isn't Googling Ronnie's girlfriend.
I think they would know.
They would have.
People love gossip. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think that's why they went to the strip club? Maybe that's a dig?
I don't know.
I feel like Ronnie would tell them that just because I think he feels like it's cool. Like, yeah, my girl used to be a stripper.
Oh, he's a middle school boy. You know? He'd be like, yeah, my girl stripped. Like, she strips for me.
But he's also a loose cannon, guys, and he could be like old traditional Italian, too. And so,
And that's why, like, the digs he made at her, remember when he was saying, like, on his Instagram, like, you leave a...
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
You leave her in the gutter where you left. But they... Okay.
Nothing
against strippers. But they like these kind of girls. That's their, like, all these guys. I feel like.
I mean, look at Vinny at the strip club.
We love strippers.
They look good.
We love them.
I
think with strippers, though, here's the interesting thing is what I've noticed from strippers is that they're getting so much crazy attention, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, they see the absolute worst in mankind.
Yes.
So it's cheating boyfriends, cheating husbands, saying all sorts of crazy shit to them. Some who probably would be willing to like save a stripper, which we'll talk about later, and take them away, and others who are just talking shit to get their rocks off for the night, whatever the case is. So most strippers that I've seen are kind of hollow inside because of what that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. Yeah. So I wonder if she's not damaged.
I wonder, they've only been together for 7 months before she got pregnant. So just like he said, I'm with someone who I barely know. Because we were saying, like, what do they even talk about?
Well, it's like they don't talk. It's at dinner and it's crickets.
Well, listen, we're going to talk about their dinner later. For now, we're going to do, let's do some fan shout outs. So I'll just say, you know, for you people listening to us on iTunes, please continue to rate and comment. I know someone commented that you didn't like the guy that yells at the beginning of the show. I can't help it. I get excited. It's my favorite show. It's my favorite show in the entire world. But please give us a 5-star rating and leave your comments there. We love that. If you're watching, do the same. Leave your comments on our YouTube page and give us likes. And Mogalicious, who wants to say hi to this week? What fans?
All right, so on YouTube, you guys are awesome. I literally, as soon as I go home, I get on YouTube and I look to see what I can comment back. So Blazer Amanda, she actually commented back that we made a comment that we thought Polly was aware of the cameras following him because we don't see him acting that crazy. And she said she agrees that Polly is more cautious on TV, which, girl, I think you're onto something. Mm-hmm. And then Amanda commented also on YouTube and said, Ronnie is a mess. It is so annoying to watch, but I am here for it, girl.
Same.
Aren't we all, Amanda? Yes. We are here. But then we also have some shout outs of iTunes. We also love you guys. So Grateful Sarai said, I love to hear others' opinions on all things Jersey Shore. These folks put a lot of fun and passion into making these shows with good research and insider guests. I have learned a lot about the show and how others view this cultural phenomenon. Much love to you all.
Oh, much love back
we
to you.
We love you, yes. Girl. Thank you so much.
Guys, please keep bringing it. We'll keep bringing it right back to you. You know, Polly, you got to remember, like, that is a multi-million-dollar brand
he has
to protect. And I know I'm stepping away from our format a little bit, but Juliet, you saw Polly D this weekend in Vegas, correct? Can you expand?
I did. It was lots of fun. It was great seeing him in the flesh and all in action. And if there's any doubt in anybody's mind on his relationship status, he is 100% single. Very apparent during this little
how many people session. How many people were there?
A lot of people were there. It was a huge crowd. It was at this club, Dre's.
It's a daytime gig for him?
Daytime pool party that's very frequented by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought? So, as I was saying, he definitely is single because he was screaming like, I'm single. If you're single too, make some noise.
Wow.
Polly D.
But you know what I was most surprised about is that usually at these pool parties, they'll have celebrities per se, and they just show up, do a song or two, and kind of walk away. He was there for almost an hour fully doing a DJ set. He was really doing this gig and giving it his all.
Yeah, but remember, Juliet, it's like David Copperfield and all these other people. Like, that's his full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I don't know if you can answer it, is how often and how many times does he do that? Like, he may do that 3 days a week, 4 days a week. He might do it a few times a day. Did you know?
He does do it quite a bit. I don't know how frequently, but what I do know is that in comparison, for instance, at this pool party, there is Trey Songz, who is a rapper, R&B artist. He went on and sang 3 songs. And what I'm saying is that usually these celebrities go in and they get paid big bucks. And like you're saying, they do that once a week and they just do a few songs. He was really working.
Yeah, but I wonder if he doesn't have a residency. Do you know what I mean by residency?
I don't think he has a residency.
Like, you don't think so?
I think he does. I think it's at Dre's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we got to go.
I think I was reading that his residency, he gets paid millions to play at Dre's.
At Dre's?
Yeah.
You know, so I wonder if that's weekly.
It's a grind. I remember being spending some time with David Copperfield and got to see his life there for a bit, you know. And I will say, to do the same show over and over again, I mean, he's older. I mean, Polly's still a young guy. I don't know. It's hard, you guys.
Really?
It's
like
it's hard. It's very hot out there. And you talk about it like a toxic environment. Now, fun toxic. You know, we love it.
It's a kind of toxicity
we want. But every single day, it's a bit of a grind. But, I mean, obviously, he handles it very well. So,
and he makes bank.
He makes bank.
We'll be heading to Jersey to see Polly.
Okay.
Yes.
Vinny cheating, not cheating according to Mon, but was that even cheating, guys? He's at the strip club. I mean, is this now getting out of hand?
I don't consider that cheating. I think they're being dramatic.
Yes.
I mean, it'd be one thing if he was kissing her, touching her romantically, but he literally picked her up and put her down.
Yeah, I don't see that as cheating. I do see in the scenes next week, that seems like cheating. But I don't think being playful, and especially if you have understanding with your girlfriend, which obviously she wasn't too happy about, but I didn't see that as cheating.
No, I agree.
Whereas, like, Ronnie was cheating.
And
as you're saying, isn't it inappropriate, though? Maybe not cheating, but it's definitely inappropriate.
Oh, I definitely think it wasn't called for, but...
It's something I probably wouldn't be. But see, I'm a different girl.
It was just funny. He didn't change numbers. He didn't take her home. He didn't even get a lap.
Like, I'm the girl that's at the strip club with my man, and if he does it, I'm like, yes. Let's turn up. Now, if I see you do something inappropriate, like getting numbers, hugging up on her, kissing, then it's like, okay.
But what if they just want to be friends?
No.
You are never friends with a stripper.
She could be my friend, but why does she need to be your friend?
He wanted to save her. So that's a term, by the way. That's from a song.
I say that jokingly, like I want to be saved by like P. Diddy or
Pauly D.
There's a song. It's like it's a inappropriate. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. We're just saying like you can save a girl.
Listen, you know how many guys seriously go into strip clubs to save?
Yeah.
You know, I remember this was a professional baseball player, and the wife used to be on Howard Stern all the time, and I forget her name, but he basically pulled that. He was like, you're too good to be here, and blah, 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 and he took her out and he married her, and then she divorced him.
I'm telling you, Pauly D, if you would like to save me, you can. Yes. So.
Me too, Sister Wives?
Hello. Hey. Right, I'm fine with that.
What about the Italian mother?
Oh my!
And we were talking earlier, like Vinny, amazing guy, smartest guy, very sensitive. I think he's very kind. The only thing I cautioned you guys is if you're thinking about getting into a relationship with Vinny, just know he's a mommy's boy.
He's a mommy's boy.
And there's a price that, right? Nokia that comes along with
it. It does, and Mama really loves her Vinny very much.
Right.
And poor Alicia probably has to deal with this a lot. But what his mother said is something that I heard growing up a lot, and a lot of older people say this: you are single until you're married. So my grandmother used to say it, my friends' grandparents used to say it. So when I heard Vinny's mom say it, I'm like, is this an old person thing?
You know what it is? It's because they all got pushed. That generation got pushed off the cliff.
Yeah.
So soon, early 20s.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, and then they woke up one day and were like, what?
No.
Like, what is this myth?
I missed out on all this fun.
Like, what is this ridiculous myth that we got sold a bag of goods? Like, so.
But I've heard it before. It's not new.
Yeah. So I think that generation realizes, like, no, live your life, you know, as long as possible. Then, you know.
When there's a ring on it, then you're not single.
Right.
But it's nothing new.
I have a new way to live now.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm learning so much.
You're fine.
It's a thing. My friends would joke and say, oh, that guy's cute. And someone would be like, they have a girlfriend. And someone would be like, but they're single because they're not married.
All right, Kiki,
that's true.
Kiki Boom Boom. Yes! Listen, you said earlier you had a friend who was dating, who was married to one of Vinny's besties from that neighborhood.
Yes.
Can you expound?
Yes, so really good friend of mine, black girl. We grew up together in Boston. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
She would actually love this. She started dating really cool guy, Italian. Him and Vinny are really good friends. Him and Vinny's brothers are really good friends. Mm. And they come from the same type of family. Big family, mama's boys. Mom and dad loves them. Big, huge Italian family. I've been to a few parties where his mom literally almost had me move in. They cooked all this food.
Fine.
Like, literally the best. And my girlfriend was doing her thing. Now they're married, and mom and dad were like, you guys don't ever have to leave. Like, live here. Live in our house. Live your best lives. And that's what I loved about the Italian family.
Yep.
And she was like, I've never experienced that.
If you're not in,
I've seen the other side when you're not into an Italian family.
And remember, Italian families are very much like WWE wrestling.
Yes.
They can have a heel turn like that.
And they love her to this day.
But they can turn.
They can.
They
I told
can
her, I'm
turn.
Like, girl, you got to be. But now the baby's there.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Saving her.
It's okay. But she's got it. You've got to play a perfect game.
Yeah. But
you play a perfect game, they'll do everything for
you. Exactly. But they all grew up that way. All the boys, the moms, still spoil them to this day.
Wow. Mm. So again, if that's what you're looking for, fine, but if you're independent or you got a little attitude, you got to follow mine. Personally, I think I'm in.
I'm in.
I mean, I'm into a Greek family.
Yeah.
And same thing, but I'm in. So you're totally taken care of.
I'm ready. So.
Good life.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. All right, listen. There's a flip side. There are Ronnies out there.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right? Are there?
But you know what? Before we talk about Ronnie, can we discuss a little podcast. I think you know, our Jersey Shore audience is very much like us. Obviously, watches the show because I think that some way deep down, we all want to be part of the party. Is it true or not? Right?
I agree.
So 100% true.
Right? And so when we see like those sparklers coming in the club, like you saw me trying to dive into the TV.
We want that light.
I want it so bad. So do you think the audience is like us?
Yes. If you're watching Jersey Shore, you're like us.
Yeah.
Juliet, in the booth, is that how you feel, or is it just you're just watching a train wreck?
No, I want to be part of it.
Right.
One day, Kevin.
Yeah, we all say
we'll
that.
We'll get there.
One day. We have to do the field trip. We've been talking about it for years. We've got to do like a field trip back there. But anyway, when you want that kind of life and you don't have it, maybe there's a nice alternative, a podcast you can listen to maybe make you better.
And this will make you so much better after watching the debauchery of Jersey Shore. Because if you want to learn, have fun, and grow in all areas of your life, we have the podcast just for you guys. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. All you have to do is go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, guys, let Maria know it was us at the Jersey Shore panel who sent you there.
Holla.
Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Y'all check it out.
Yes.
Be wholesome.
Check it out, bitches. And then please, when you comment, you have to say we sent you there.
We did that. After
TV Jersey Shore. Okay, so you guys, the girls working together. But listen, one more shout out to Mike. When he opened up to Polly in the car about his arrest in Spain, I mean, think about that. It's embarrassing, scary, right? To be arrested in Spain, you know, and you know, after post 9/11, you get arrested, you know, they take your passport, all bets are off. It's frightening. I've known people who've been detained for 72 hours,
like
literally sitting in a room
so
for
scary.
72 hours. Yes. So I felt bad for him. And they talked about, you know, they talked about why did Jen come at me and Ronnie, and you know, Polly was, you know, Polly usually plays Switzerland, but even he was like, that was kind of wonky. He said, if I explained it to Ronnie, he said, Ronnie wouldn't get it. I'm from the Bronx. I sleep with my pants on. What does that mean?
I think that's Ronnie saying that pretty much like I'm a bad guy. Not a bad guy, but I'm a tough guy.
I'm a tough guy. I can take anything. Come on, get over it.
I sleep with my... I don't...
Like, not validate him for what he's going
and
through.
I agree.
Like, he's from a rough area. I can take it.
Okay.
And I
he
agree
doesn't
that,
follow the norm.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I agree that that's what he would say. Of course, that's not true.
Yeah.
Okay, because since he's had a gold Guido spoon in his bum since this show started... when he was in his early 20s, so, you know, and then even before that, he didn't seem like he was living the thug life.
No, and he's like the first one to cry.
And
exactly.
It's demonstrative of somebody who's not not mature. We've said this, you know, when you mature, you grow empathy, you know.
Yes.
Remember, the opposite of empathy, guys, is defensiveness. And you see that
and
with
that
him.
Is what he is.
And he goes on the offense, too. Anyway, so the girls astutely picked this up. I think it was Snooki who was like, I'm tired of being stressed about Ronnie.
For Snooki to say that?
Right? Isn't that amazing? And I'm like, .. I love that you're stressed.
You live for
as
keep
I say,
being stressed.
I think this is the best Ronnie, and I want Ronnie to be this best Ronnie in perpetuity.
That's I think Ronnie I knows what's up, and I think he knows what the audience wants. But I get that.
I don't think so.
You don't
think so? Even you guys mentioned his eyes. Tell me what you said.
He looked like he was on something.
Well, what was it? Whenever he was in the confessional after the strip club, and he kept saying boobies and ass, boobies and ass. He couldn't even look in the camera like straight.
Gone.
He's that guy. Is on something. Well, even Baby Mama said on her Instagram, you can't turn a Cokehead into a father.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it's
I think
definitely
she
not
put
alcohol.
It out there. I think there's something other influencing him.
And I think, remember, he was up all that night. We all called shenanigans on him staying up and drinking that whole night.
Yeah, he's definitely on something. But to be stressed out again, because when they seen it first, it was with him and Sam. Now it's him and Jen. Him season two, it might be him and someone else.
They said he's different. with her than Sam. What do you think they meant by that? And how do you think that he's different with Jen than Sam?
I think he was more in love with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was more of a connection, kind of.
Yeah.
He got a little more crazy over her, too, when he saw in some of those scenes in the past season. He was in love.
And again, young eighth grader in love, but still in love.
I think there's more similarities between them. But with Jen, I feel like she's... pretty girl. He's just kind of like, maybe it's more surface. They don't really know each other, like he said.
I think he's bored with Jen.
I thought at the beach day, if you saw him sitting under the cabana, he looked very excited.
He looked miserable.
I think he knows he doesn't love her.
Yeah.
And I think he was so in love with Sam, that's why they were so volatile. Because you know, like when you're crazy in love,
crazy
like everything is just amplified. I just don't think he likes Jen that much. No offense.
I think he just got caught up and she got pregnant and he's trying to do the right thing, quote unquote.
How awkward was it to be in that van when she said, has he been a good boy? And you can tell, like, Jenny especially is such a good girl. Yeah. She doesn't want to lie. Mm-hmm.
And they're getting to know her. And
she's also a solid family chick, so she doesn't want to.
Right.
Yeah, and she says that. I hate that I'm getting to know her and I'm liking her because now I feel like a heel.
Ronnie he's lucky that the girls didn't actually snitch or say anything, especially like Adina, someone who he's been butting heads with this whole time.
Right. Yeah, but Aunt Dina wouldn't do that.
Aunt Dina
in the
corner?
I'm the cool aunt. Right?
Yeah.
Aunt Dina wouldn't do that.
Jenny definitely would. And I know it was hard for Jenny and Snooki.
J-Wild would?
I think she would.
I don't know, guys.
But like in a loving way.
I don't think she's family first. Yeah, and I think from what they went through in the past with leaving that note to Sammy, she was like, I'm not going to get myself punched in the face again.
Right? And I also think, which again shows her growth, but then also Italian culture, mafia culture, is you never let someone outside the family. You never tell them what's going on. You also don't discipline. You don't let someone outside the family discipline. So cops, whatever, internally you discipline.
Right.
And that's what she did. So she didn't, she buttoned her lip.
Love her.
But then at the end, she was like, okay, now, Ronnie, now we're going to talk.
Yeah,
so we'll talk about that later. Jen and Ronnie.
Ooh.
So at the strip club, he's miserable, and he's miserable. He has to go home. I mean, dude, your wife's pregnant. It's a loud, smoky bar that's not even healthy to be around.
The fact that he even expected her to stay that long, or even, you know, like, Ronnie, she is pregnant with your child.
God forbid an altercation happens. God forbid there's a fight and she has to run. You're going to be responsible because this girl is pregnant with
your
baby.
Child.
You can't be responsible for 2 days.
I will say, this is where young men are, what young men are like. Older men would know better, hopefully, but more than likely. But a young guy is going to be like that. Snooki, of course, because I've said before, like, this affects Snooki's life. She has kids, and she knows she should go home and be with your baby's mother.
Yeah.
You know, and off he goes. And then we have the beach, which, you know, he's bored out of his mind there.
Miserable.
And then the dinner, you guys. You guys, 7 months in, you're supposed to be like, head over heels, hot for each other,
Google
excited.
Happy with a baby. But the fact is, like, they didn't either one of them smile once. Like, they haven't seen each other in weeks, but they aren't even happy.
No. So, have you guys been in relationships like this?
Yes.
Where it's just dead?
I'm not going 7 months. Like, if it's dead, it's dead. I'm cutting it off.
I think when there's so much fighting, it becomes like that because there's so much tension between the two. And it's just like...
Right. And with every relationship I've had like that, it's always, it's a fight, fight, fight. And then you just give up.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to deal with it. So you just sit in awkward silence
and say,
I've been
in the ones where it's just played out. There was a sexual attraction. And then we confuse that to think it should be a relationship. And then just boredom.
There's like no
crickets at the table.
Because that's what it is. They're bored.
Right.
They probably have amazing sex, but other than that, what conversations do they have?
What is there?
But Ronnie's not the deepest guy, so what can you talk
to him
about?
But even like you think about him and Sam, if they went to dinner, at least they have a conversation. Like,
yeah, no. Well, you guys hit on that. Him and Sam were more compatible.
Yeah, they were.
I agree.
Now, does anyone here think the fact that Jen is 95% Great Britain? Do you think that? No, does that affect anything? I'm serious.
Can you speak Britain?
Why does she think that?
What's that?
Like, how do you even think that? That's a thing.
When I heard her say that, I'm like, she's in. She's
a long lost relative of the queen.
Other than Vinny, who has probably has an average IQ. So Vinny is always the one who goes, no, actually, Great Britain is not a language. But notice how the table reacted. Oh, interesting.
The accent. Well, let me do that.
Can you speak Great Britain? So
Vinny's the only one with common sense, but he's also the only one in the, what is this, the IFF?
Oh, he's a full member.
Since getting in trouble, but he is the only one who can literally call someone out and say, no, that's not what
side note is. Paulie, not only, we know he's the most successful, we know he's the most grounded, he's also the funniest on the show.
Amazing.
So
he's that's why funny. I don't get why he's single, because he's so funny.
That's why he's single. Because we want to be single.
He wants
so
to be
excited.
Single.
He loves his life. You he's guys amazing. All want to be husband up. And then we get sucked into it, and then we go, what happened?
Yeah.
He's winning.
He's living his best life. Even when he was dating Aubrey O'Day that time, and I thought that was
she
weird.
She tried
that
they to were tie dating, him down.
She tried to tie him down.
No.
And I'm like, girl, no.
Poly D positivity. Yeah. He lives life in the moment. He's like, I'm here. I'm going to have fun. I don't care if I'm the only single one.
No. What was it when he made the chain of Vinny's face?
Oh, my goodness.
And what is it? The explanation?
The explanation chain.
The explanation face?
The explanation
he's
one, face.
Like, he's a great best friend to have.
And did you see Vinny's miserable face when he was on that call? Again, it's like, why?
It's like they're at this point where they're crossing that bridge, then retire with the title. I think because like millennials, we get into this phase when we turn 30, we're like, oh, we must be married.
Yeah, it's not millennials. That's a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
It's
and it's like, just relax, guys. You're only 31, 32, and they get into relationships.
I think it's more
and...
the girls that like that. And they, but a guy, listen, you'll get sucked in. You'll fall in love. Yes. And then they just wear you down. I'm watching, we have people who work here, and I'm watching them, all these studs that work here that are total cocksmen, all being worn down by their girlfriends.
That ball and chain.
And I'm watching it and going, I've seen this before.
That's why I'm single. Live your best life, y'all.
Yeah, live your best. Well, okay. Paulie is living his best life. So
definitely
we say goodbye to Jen.
Bye, Jen.
And this is where Mother Jawa, who is the mother of the house, mm-hmm. says, okay, she left. You know, I had to bite my tongue, be borderline dishonest with her, but now we're going to talk. And she just lays it out in the healthiest, smartest, most amazing way.
She is the queen, right? And she...
You guys were all cheering when she spoke.
She summed it up absolutely perfectly when she spoke about Ronnie's daughter, and she said, you will not want to be what you are right now in your daughter's life.
Yes.
Right, and she said, my daughter, whoever they date, she's going to be number one.
And she pretty much just told him, look, if this is not what you want, then just say that. Don't string this girl along. Don't lie. Don't sit here and do all these lies. Get straight to the point. And Jenny pretty much said what everybody was thinking, and that's what Paulie said.
And then Paulie's like, yeah, but people like franchise, and sometimes you cheat on your diet.
I mean, it's takeout.
But she did it perfectly, and that's why she is the matriarch of this family. She always has been.
Yep.
She's a great mother, and I love that she's such a great friend. Because she told him, she's like, I'm going to be your friend and tell you the truth. Cut it out, Ron. Grow up.
And he's getting mad. But I love that she's bringing it, because he's not going to...
No.
He'll fight with Dina. He may fight with Snooki. Yeah. I don't think he'll fight.
No.
I think
he's a little scared of Jawa.
I think he is, too. He didn't even have any good comebacks. He's just like, you don't get it.
No. I think everyone's scared of
Jawa. Now, remember, if he is... except for Sammy, which was so interesting, right? Which was so interesting, which is why I can't wait for next season, because I believe she will be back. But now the other mention is, if Ronnie is using, okay, if he's sedating himself with something other than alcohol, there's gonna be a pressure cooker in him too.
Oh yes.
You know, there's gonna be more reactions coming out of him, which all should be very interesting, you guys. What do you think? Should we go to the news, or do we want to keep hashing it out? Anything I left out?
I think we hit it all.
Let's get some news, because I got some pretty
juicy news.
My little meatballs. I just love saying that. And also, I love meatballs, so that's good. Probably
love
it.
Meatballs.
I love Italian food. I'm honorary Italian. So our guy, Ronnie, had a pretty crazy week last week. We talked about him and Jen fighting. But this week, it looks like him and Jen were on the Insta snaps and the Instagram, and they were working out together. So it looks like he's moved back into the house. We see on Ronnie's Instagram that they are at True Fusion Blue Diamond getting their bods back after the baby. And I think the baby's like
On a shallow note, does her body look like it's coming back?
She looks amazing. She posted this really cool photo of Cinco de Mayo where she's holding her baby. It looks like she was never pregnant.
She looks bomb. I don't have that one. It's on her Instagram.
It is on her Instagram.
It's on her Instagram.
But she's been in the gym, and she's been in the gym with Ronnie. So after he apologized, it looks like he's back in the house.
A couple things here. We know he's passive aggressive, right? We know that he goes back and forth like a pendulum. Right when he's connected to somebody, he did it with Malika.
Yeah,
and when on famously single, and then he did it with Sammy for I don't know 7 years. You also have to remember too, you know, we don't know how much money he may owe.
True.
You have to take that into consideration. He's now coming into more money because of the show. He's getting paid. I know his annual salary has bumped up now. Because of what he makes on this show. I don't buy that he was making a lot of money. He would probably dispute that beforehand. Now he's making good chunk of changes to the show. Way more opportunities are going to come in because he's killing it on this show. So now, you know, and remember, they, when they, generally speaking, I don't know what the Vegas laws are like, but, you know, when it comes to allotting money for child support, right? They're going to base it on what you're making now. They don't base it on what you made 2 years ago. That's what's messed up. And we've seen this in Hollywood, too, where you'll have a great earning year, and that's the year they base it on. And we see guys, you know, they don't earn like that after, and that's why they get croaked, because they're like, I'm not making that kind of money anymore. Let's go back to court, try to get the judges to, you know, reopen the cases. So do you guys think that's figuring in?
Well, funny that you say that, Kevin, because... reportedly, now this is allegedly, this was reported on Daily Mail, Ronnie does not think baby Ariana Sky might be his. The Jersey Shore star wants to undergo paternity tests following his bitter split with Jen Hartley. In Touch has reported that they only been dating for a few months, and when Jen discovered she was pregnant, an insider told the magazine pals are telling him to get a paternity test.
But he then followed up with that on his Snap story. So he screenshot this and put hashtag fake news, fake news. So is he being defensive? Is it true? Is it not? Is he trying to throw people off?
I was going to say, is it a thing where he got into this really bad fight with Jen and he's telling his friends, I don't think the baby's mine.
Right.
Yes. Now they're in a good place. Immature. Hashtag fake news, Jen. Don't believe that.
Well, listen, she's in Vegas. She's a stripper. It's easy to make that assumption. Yeah. I have a feeling it's hers, but I have nothing to base on.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's his.
It's sure it's his baby.
Do you think she's on the come up, though? Like, she kind of got pregnant from him? Because Pauly D had someone get pregnant from him, too. So,
That's a girl question. You guys answer that. No, because I hear that all the time.
She's trying to shake him down? I've
known girls who... very open about that. They're like, nope.
And like Kev said, she'll be getting a pretty good child support check now.
A good chunk 18 of change.
Years, so put your feet up. And then she has another kid. So
And
you're going to benefit.
And you can make so much money off that baby. Your other one's fine now. So, I mean,
so he cheats on you. You might as well stick with him.
Honestly.
Well, cheaper to keep.
Maybe.
Well, if she doesn't stick with him, then she could at least get child support as well. A lot of the women... I've known a lot of women in Hollywood who stay with the guy because they like being Mrs. So-and-so. They don't want to lose that status. Because it goes away. You know, you have the money, but you're out of the circles. So no more being invited to things. No more. It's over. So you never know. And this is why even 90 Day Fiancé, you know, all those couples, I think almost all of them are still together except for the one... way older lady who it was ridiculous. Like, you know the one I'm talking about. But here's the thing. I wonder how much being on TV has them together, because now you lose that.
Yeah,
you lose that status. When you're Georgia and Fisa from 90 Day Fiancé, if you watch it, and it's like this crazy young Russian girl and like batshit crazy narcissist. Like, it's almost like if you can imagine an evil Snooki. It's like an evil Snooki, if you can imagine.
Oh, goodness.
And then and the thing is, you can't see any sexual attraction with them. She only wanted a money guy. He acted like he had money. He doesn't have any.
Right.
But they're still together. But why? Separated, there's going to be no more TV, no more attention, no more, you know, so you wonder how much that figures in.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so I think on his end, he's always super connected to these women and can't get away. He's passive aggressive and literally until the show ends, that's the only time he can make the break. That's one. Two, it may be checks he has to write. And then on her end, you know, it's, you know, maybe she wants, look at it. You said her Insta, her numbers went to 150 grand. There's no way she was 150,000 before that.
No. She was not.
It went up, and she has so many fans.
She's benefiting from this. She is.
I think all of them.
A social handle on Instagram?
It's something Kitty. I know it's not that one.
That's Tater. Okay, so I have one pulled up, Tater Talk Kitty.
Oh, she has another one now. She changed her name.
All righty. That one only has two posts. I was just wondering, what is the one now?
Hang on. I follow her.
What's the next?
Okay, so while you guys look, talking about someone who's out the circle, all girls Sammy sweetheart looks to be not having any regrets. A source says Sammy isn't regretting her decision to go back on the show at all. She knew she went back it would be toxic, an insider told US Weekly. She was watching the episode with Ronnie and his girlfriend, and a source says she is so happy that she didn't do the show now. She's happy with her life, that she has moved on with her boyfriend. He is the one. They have a great life together.
Wow. Ooh. Snaps for
so
Sam.
Do you guys think, you know, I think if that were guys would do the show anyway.
Yep.
If they have, even if they were deeply in love, because business is business. But I think a woman is going to be more apt to say, I'm not going to lose the love of my life over this. And most guys are insecure. I think I said this before, Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. If you knew how many female stars didn't do the show because their husbands were like, and boyfriends were like, no. No, because they couldn't handle it.
Ugh, that's
worse,
sad.
They're worse than the girls. So I don't know. I'm wondering. Maybe she doesn't come back. You guys.
I know.
What do you think?
Kind of scared. I want her to come back, and maybe she's just going through the motions when she's watching it live. But when someone actually talks to her, she might just think about popping up for season two.
I don't think she's gonna risk it.
You don't think so?
I think it would depend really on how much.
Like if she can bring the boo.
Maybe we'll get paid.
Funny. We interviewed her at AfterBuzz years ago, and she had missed the show so much. She was like, I miss going. But that was years ago. But now she has the love of her life, and she's thinking family. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then
it's
also,
tough.
And there's finances, too. You know, is this guy super successful? Hopefully he is. If he isn't, there's a big fat paycheck waiting for her. Mm-hmm. Multiple ones if she goes back on the show.
So they need to bring them both on.
They do.
I agree. I'm here for it.
So we are here from Mama J-Rod, and she's always giving the best advice, but her baby daddy slash husband gave some really cool advice. Shout out to Roger. A fan asked him, what do you think about Ron's situation, Roger? And Roger says, I think for people to judge the wholeness of a man based on a minuscule glimpse into his life is presumptuous. Ron's probably going through the hardest time in his life right now, and on top of it, the world is judging, as they have to do right now. I don't condone his actions or behavior. However, I know he's a redeemable soul, and some just aren't. He's always been an emotional being, and he just needs to learn better. He just needs to learn better how to control it. This is Roger's writing. I've also one of those beings praying for better days ahead. Glass houses.
Hashtag glass houses.
Yeah. Okay, Roger.
So in other words, don't throw stones.
Exactly. So I love him and Jay.
I love that.
At the end of the old series, we were saying they were the mother and father.
Yeah.
You know, and we all believe that she was in the video when Ron was fighting with the girlfriend and they were breaking up, which means, If J-Wow was in that video and was at the house helping Ronnie pack, that means Roger's super tight and entwined. That's like their little brother.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah.
They love him. But off of Ronnie news, a little bit of positivity. Last but not least, the situation, aka the inspiration. Yeah, he celebrated being 28 months sober, aka 2 years
love
sober.
That.
We're so proud of Mike. We do still think he's in the sunken place.
Yeah,
but we're happy for
28 months in the sunken place.
Hey.
Well, you know, they probably needed him drunk and whatever when they took him, and they were here. That's why he was so easy to hypnotize.
See.
Right? But then the new being that came in his body, right?
Exactly.
Was
so
clearly he's not, it can resist alcohol.
We are here for the inspiration.
Inspiration.
And that's all I got for you guys.
In the sunken place. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Let's go to predictions for next week.
Before we do, I have this beautiful picture.
Look at her body after her baby.
Looking better than a lot of 20-year-olds with old babies.
Okay.
Butt is on point.
She just had that baby.
164,000 followers.
And 27,000 likes
on
that photo.
This is Jen, Ronnie's baby mama.
Yep.
Wow.
I think you're right, Kev. I think her status and his status is giving her new fans. I don't think she's going anywhere anytime soon.
So it's very alluring.
Yeah.
It is.
Especially millennial culture.
Yeah, you want that status. You want to get into the clubs.
All we want to be is Insta
fans.
You want those followers. Right?
Those million followers.
Oh, these girls. Jersey women.
Let's go to predictions.
Oh. Yay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, y'all. I predict that Mike is being poked so much that him and Ronnie are going to have it out. I believe Ron's substances and him using, aka bothering the situation, and the situation is going to give it to him one good time. I do believe there was a story that we put out about Vinny breaking up with his girlfriend, but he claimed it had nothing to do with the show. I think it had something to do with the show, and I think Vinny is going to cheat.
Next week. Okay.
Yes, I definitely agree with you, Nakia, that Vinny is going to cheat, and I think he's going to take his mom's advice, and he's just going to go full-fledged all
Thank
out.
God. Just do it.
Live your best life.
Right.
More delicious.
I agree. I think Vinny has been, I think they've put it so much in his head, you're a cheater. When you're told it so much, you're going to do it. So I think he cheats. I also think, actually, I know for a fact, Angelina is coming back next week. We will see her. But I don't think it's going to be as dramatic.
No.
I think it's going to be like, it's been so long. They're going to be like, what the heck? And then it's going to be like, well, here you are.
Okay, question. Why wouldn't MTV tease that in the previews?
That's what I don't. I think it's supposed to be a surprise. I honestly think it's supposed to be some sort of surprise.
Is she going to be on for like a couple episodes, or is she going to be like a one-time thing?
I've had some conversations with her via Twitter, and it seems like it's just one episode. But she did tell me MTV is having her do a press tour, so that makes me wonder, is she going to announce
season two?
Season two is going to be lit.
It's going to be lit.
It would be, because, you know, it's talk about taking water and just putting in a cup of oil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even like a new person who can kind of get to know. I mean, she is nothing like them. She did from day one. Never got it. Never got the value of the show.
What they called her, trash bag.
Trash bag. I love that thing.
Well, but do you guys remember her first episode?
Ooh,
bad.
She was like, I'm the Staten Island Kardashian.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. She was.
I'm a bartender. I don't take orders from anybody. And this is just a stupid show, and I'm on it. And she just never, she never realized like, wow, this is a huge opportunity, and kind of was like, no, I'm. You know.
I'm better than you are.
Yeah,
she never formed a friendship with any of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting close, and she just wanted nothing of it. So then she got kicked to the curb.
Can you blame her?
I mean, I would love. I hope they have the power to force her in there. Remember this team though; they can form such an alliance. So that's why I think one episode would do it, because I swear to God they'd be like, we don't want you here.
Right.
They literally, I could see them breaking down the fourth wall and going to producers like, no, we don't want this. Yeah. We'll all leave.
Oh, my.
You know what I mean?
She didn't really leave on great terms.
Now, if I'm Sally Salsano, the producer, then I grab them all and go, hey, guys, come on, shut the cameras off. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's TV. It's going to make great TV. I'm sorry it takes you out of your comfort zone, but like every week, we can't be doing the same. How much, you know, we don't.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did those last three seasons of the first run. It got to be the same thing over and over again. A lot of that was a snooze fest. So it will be interesting. So my prediction is, I think Vinny cheats. I don't think there might be little situation, Ronnie, tension, but I don't think anything that pays off, because I think they would have teased it.
Yeah,
agreed.
You know, because think about it, every week they give us a big tease, make us go, oh my God, we get that this week. So I'm nervous that there might not be anything there. We might have another, just a little bit more of a chill episode. And then I think the following week, it'd be the boom. Anyway, I think Cabs are here, guys.
Cabs are here!
Kiki Boom Boom, where do we find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And you guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
And guys, you can find me, Morganlicious, at Morgan_Willette.
Wait, now, let's go down the board. What are you guys doing here at AfterBuzz? What other show?
Hey, so after this, I'm doing a Shondaland show called Fire. It's a fire show. Because I'm in such a Jersey mind, so to go to a Shondaland show after this, it's a little tough. I'm also doing Teen Mom, another MTV show. Another hot mess. So check me out on Monday on Teen Mom.
Yes, and I'm doing Vanderpump Rules, another crazy hot mess.
You guys, no surprise, two of our top 10 shows.
Hey!
Morgie, what else?
And then I host the Dancing with the Stars Athlete Edition. So that's Mondays. Also, catch me on AfterBuzz Weekly. I'm going to tell you what AfterBuzz is doing every single week.
Nice.
You know what? I do AfterBuzz TV Billions, where I have to put on a suit and be a little bit more serious. And I do AfterBuzz TV Bar Rescue, and you can check me out on the Tomorrow Show. Juliet.
Bye.
Yay. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.